memories of Uncle Paul.
Oh, God. I don't really think so. He was kind of a loner. He didn't marry until later in life. And he always lived with his mother. And used to work where Grandpa worked. Grandpa got him a job in his place. The printing ink factory.
General Printing Ink, GPI.
But there's nothing else I can tell you about Uncle Paul, because he was a loner. He was always by himself. I don't remember ever being in his company, except when I went to my grandma's house, and he would be there.
How about Uncle Joe, Auntie Phil? We want to do a blog on Uncle Joe. Do you have any memories of Uncle Joe?
Oh, yeah. Let's see, he used to own and work in the accordion store on the first floor on Harrison Street. And we lived on the second floor, and Uncle John lived on the third floor. And Uncle Joe was the owner of the accordion store. And he lived in a room in the back of the store. And that's where he lived with Gertie when they got married. And she got pregnant and lost the baby and died in childbirth. And then he married another woman after that.
When you and Mom were growing up, did you have a lot of cousins around you?
A lot of what?
Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Were they your best friends?
Leo and Luke and Margie and Leona and Uncle John's stepchildren. He had two children, Violet and Hobby. It was his nickname. They lived on the third floor. We were friends with all of them. And Pete, Philly, and Bobby were our friends. We grew up with them. I went to school with Pete. And, I'm trying to think who else.
Dolores?
What?
Dolores?
Well, Dolores, yeah, she was Uncle Joe's stepdaughter.
Right.
And he sent me a picture of her yesterday.
Auntie, do you remember Bubbles?
Oh, God, who could forget him?
What was that all about? When did Uncle John adopt him?
I don't know the year that he adopted him, but they adopted him when he was very little. He was a baby, really. And I don't know where he came from. How they got a hold of information to adopt him, but Uncle John spoiled that kid rotten. I don't know if he's still alive.
I wonder. I would love to talk to him. Anything else about the accordion stores you remember? Did you used to hang out there?
Did who used to hang out?
You.
Yeah, I did.
Auntie Phil, didn't you work at, didn't you have your secretary internship at one of the stores?
Echo Frank's store downtown.
And did you keep the books for them, or what did you do for them?
Oh, it's secretarial work.
Yeah.
I'd write letters for Uncle Frank, and, you know, he'd dictate to me, and I'd write letters that he wanted sent out, and things like that. I really can't recall everything I did.
Did you help with the advertising?
No.
Because I found some old advertisements on the internet in the library archives, in the newspaper archives, some old advertisements, and I just wondered how they determined where they were going to advertise and how frequently.
No, I don't know anything about that, Bill.
Did any of the cousins or your friends get excited about the accordion, playing the accordion?
Not really. And I got excited about the idea of quitting the accordion.
What kind of music did you listen to in those days?
Swing.
Swing. Did you go dancing a lot?
Well, don't tell anybody, but yes, I did.
Mom was a very good dancer.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
What did you do for fun, Auntie?
Oh, I was roller skating, and I just hang around with my girlfriends. Dolores was one of them.
What year did you meet Uncle Vince?
1947.
And how did you meet him?
I met him in a bar. I married him in 1948.
Okay.
And we left Chicago that year, 1948.
Okay.
And moved to Massachusetts.
Auntie, you have to tell us a story about how you and Uncle Vince came back from your honeymoon and Mom and Dad were waiting on the front stoop. Tell that story, please.
And your father was a troublemaker. And she said to Uncle Vince, "Boy, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes for anything." Did your mother put the gun away?